在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
As around-the-clock talks continued behind closed doors on Capitol Hill, Democratic and Republican leaders gave their assessment of where efforts stand to produce bipartisan legislation that could attract enough votes to pass. Lawmakers from both major parties have received a flood of views from constituents in their home states, much of it critical of the administration's proposal.House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there are differences on both sides of the political aisle about what form a final measure should take, but she says Congress will act soon.
Everybody knows that we must intervene, and so we will act, and we will act deliberatively and in a bipartisan way, and soon.
House Minority Leader John Boehner says he has been working with Pelosi to craft bipartisan legislation. He addressed concerns among Republicans, but despite news headlines saying a deal was near, he said no decisions have been made yet on a measure to bring to the House floor.
The concern remains over the plan as presented by the Secretary of the Treasury. And so there have been ideas kicked around and discussed about how that might be modified.But there are no decisions yet.
Pelosi cited as progress President Bush's agreement with majority Democrats on the need to limit pay for executives of financial institutions. She also addressed another proposal to allow the government to assume an ownership stake in troubled companies as part of efforts to ensure that U.S. taxpayers have greater protections under the plan.
The bill that is out there allows for the...approach the administration wants to take of buying up the commercial and residential paper and also to be able to have warrants or an equity position. So those are the kinds of things some people are discussing.
President Bush used a nationwide televised address on Wednesday to urge Americans to support the proposed $700 billion bailout plan under which the government would purchase devalued mortgage-based assets held by investment firms and banks threatened with collapse.Assessments by Pelosi and Boehner came ahead of an appearance at the White House by the two presidential candidates, Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama. Key members of Congress involved in negotiations on Capitol Hill have been in daily contact with Obama and McCain. Obama has rejected a call by McCain, who announced a suspension of his campaign to return to Washington to delay the first presidential debate set for Friday. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.